Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn and increase fluency in American English. As an English learner who moved to the United States of America more than 40 years ago, I began learning American English with the guidance and encouragement of my teachers. As an American English teacher with over 30 years of experience teaching English learners in California, USA, I know that learning English is neither easy nor simple. Learning English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Let's work together to help you succeed.
Welcome to the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. For the next few months, our podcasts published on Mondays will include excerpts from Maestro Circe's ebook, How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide. In addition, during each Monday's episode, we'll also include an article based on the topics included in Maestro Circe's published books on Amazon, titled Survival English in the United States of America, including a variety of topic-based vocabulary and conversation exercises. Are you ready? Let's begin.
You are listening to How to Improve English Speaking, an English Learner's Guide, an ebook by Maestro Circe. Today, we are going to focus on Chapter 2, Formal versus Informal Speaking, including subchapter Understanding Informal Speaking. As an American English learner, are you comfortable speaking English in public? Is speaking English clearly and effectively important to you? For the next few minutes, you will hear a variety of tips and strategies to help you become more successful in your American English learning journey. Are you ready? Let's begin. Chapter 2, Formal versus Informal Speaking. Understanding Informal Speaking. As an English learner, understanding and improving your speaking skills is crucial for effective communication. In this section, we will delve into the world of informal speaking and explore its significance in everyday life. Informal speaking refers to the casual conversations, interactions, and social settings that we encounter on a daily basis. It is important to grasp the nuances of informal speaking as it allows us to connect with others on a more personal level and navigate social situations with ease. One element that plays a significant role in informal speaking is slang. Slang can be defined as the informal language used in casual conversations and social interactions. It adds flavor and informality to our conversations, allowing us to express ourselves in a more relaxed and relatable manner. For example, phrases like cool, hang out, and chill are commonly used slang words that you may come across. Understanding and incorporating slang into your speaking repertoire can make your conversations more natural and engaging. Idioms also hold great significance in informal speaking. Idioms are phrases or expressions that have a figurative meaning beyond their literal interpretation. They add color and depth to our conversations, helping us to express complex ideas in a concise way. For instance, the idiom "kick the bucket" means to die, while "bend over backwards" signifies going to great lengths to help someone. Familiarizing yourself with popular idioms used in casual conversations will enhance your ability to communicate effectively and understand the hidden meaning behind certain expressions. Colloquialisms are another aspect of informal speaking that should not be overlooked. Colloquialisms are words or phrases that are specific to a particular region or community and are used in informal conversations. For example, in certain parts of the United States, People might use the term soda instead of pop to refer to a carbonated drink. It is important to recognize that colloquialisms can vary from one region to another, so it is crucial to adapt your language accordingly when interacting with people from different areas. Adapting your language to different social settings is an essential skill when it comes to informal speaking. The way we communicate can vary greatly depending on the context, and it is important to understand when to use formal or informal language. For example, using formal language in a casual social setting may come across as stiff and distant, while using informal language in a professional environment might be perceived as unprofessional. By being mindful of the social setting and adjusting your language accordingly, you can ensure that your communication is appropriate and effective. Informal speaking not only influences our everyday interactions, but also has a profound impact on our personal relationships. The use of informal language can help build rapport and create a relaxed atmosphere, fostering stronger connections with others. Whether it's sharing inside jokes, using familiar slang, or incorporating colloquialisms, informal speaking can strengthen personal relationships and make interactions more enjoyable and meaningful. Navigating the challenges of informal speaking can be daunting, but with the right strategies, it is possible to overcome difficulties and improve your skills. Common challenges include understanding slang, idioms, and colloquialisms, as well as grasping the cultural nuances associated with informal speaking. By actively seeking opportunities to practice informal speaking, engaging with native speakers, and continuously expanding your vocabulary, you can gradually improve your proficiency and confidence in informal conversations. Cultural considerations also play a significant role in informal speaking. Different cultures have their own norms and values, which influence the use of informal language. It is essential to be aware of these cultural differences and navigate them with sensitivity and respect. By understanding the cultural context in which informal speaking takes place, you can avoid misunderstandings and foster positive connections with people from diverse backgrounds. Informal speaking has evolved over time, particularly with the advent of technology and social media. Platforms such as Twitter, Instagram, and texting have given rise to new trends and expressions in informal speaking. From emojis to abbreviations, these digital communication tools have shaped the way we express ourselves informally. Staying up to date with these new trends and incorporating them into your informal speaking can help you stay relevant and connected in today's digital age. Mastering informal speaking skills offers a plethora of benefits. It not only enhances communication, but also improves social interactions. When you are able to express yourself confidently and naturally in informal settings, you are more likely to build better relationships and seize opportunities that come your way. Informal speaking allows you to connect with others on a deeper level and create lasting impressions that can open doors in both personal and professional spheres. In conclusion, understanding the various elements of informal speaking is vital for English learners. By recognizing the role of slang, idioms, colloquialisms, and cultural considerations, you can navigate informal conversations with ease and make meaningful connections with others. Embrace the evolution of informal speaking and continuously strive to improve your skills, as mastering informal speaking will undoubtedly enhance your overall English speaking proficiency.
At the dentist, root canal. Root canal treatments have been a popular topic of discussion for dental practitioners and patients alike. Despite its popularity, many still have numerous concerns and questions about this dental procedure. If you're experiencing persistent pain, sensitivity, or swelling in your teeth, you might wonder if a root canal could solve your dental issues. In this blog post, we aim to answer the question, "What is a root canal?" in detail, providing a comprehensive understanding of the procedure and its benefits. Root canal treatments are standard dental procedures that repair and save damaged or infected teeth. When a tooth's pulp, which consists of nerves, blood vessels, and connective tissues, becomes infected or inflamed, it can cause severe pain and sensitivity. A root canal procedure removes the damaged pulp and cleans the infected area, thereby eliminating the pain and restoring the tooth's health. 1. Treatment for infected tooth pulp. A root canal is a treatment for infected tooth pulp that a dentist performs in a dental office. The pulp is the soft tissue inside a tooth that contains nerves and blood vessels. When the pulp becomes infected due to decay or injury, it can cause pain and swelling. A root canal is often necessary to remove the infected pulp and save the tooth. During the procedure, the dentist will numb the area around the tooth and make a small hole in the top of the tooth. They will then use special tools to remove the infected pulp from inside the tooth and clean out the root canals. The canals will be filled with a particular material and sealed to prevent further infection. A crown or filling may also be placed on the tooth to strengthen and protect it. Root canals are highly successful and can save a tooth from extraction. 2. Procedure under local anesthesia. When a patient needs a root canal procedure, the dentist may perform it under local anesthesia. This means the patient will be fully awake during the procedure, but the area being worked on will be numbed to prevent pain or discomfort. Local anesthesia is a common choice for root canals since it is less invasive and has fewer risks than general anesthesia. Additionally, it allows the patient to resume their daily activities immediately after the procedure. The use of local anesthesia depends on the dentist's discretion and the patient's preferences. The procedure under local anesthesia can be done in the dental office, and the patient can leave shortly after the root canal is completed. 3. Removal of infected pulp tissue. A root canal is a dental procedure that removes infected pulp tissue from the inside of a tooth. The pulp tissue contains nerves and blood vessels that help the tooth grow and develop. When this tissue becomes infected due to decay or injury, it can cause severe pain and even lead to tooth loss. During the root canal procedure, a dentist at a dental office will numb the area and open the tooth to access the pulp chamber. They will then remove the infected tissue using specialized tools. Once the infected tissue is removed, the dentist will thoroughly clean the root canal to ensure no bacteria or debris remains. After the root canal is complete, the tooth will be filled with gutta percha to seal off the canal and prevent further infection. 4. Placement of filling or crown. The dentist may recommend a root canal procedure when a tooth is severely damaged or decaying. During this procedure, the nerve and pulp of the tooth are removed, and the inside of the tooth is cleaned and sealed. Afterward, a filling or crown is typically placed on the tooth to restore its function and appearance. Placing the filling or crown is an essential step in the root canal process, as it helps to protect the tooth from further damage and decay. Your dentist will take great care to ensure the filling or crown is fitted correctly and securely fastened to the tooth. If you experience any discomfort or sensitivity after the procedure, contact your dental office immediately. 5. Restores tooth function and health. A root canal is a dental procedure performed by a dentist in a dental office to restore tooth function and health. It is usually recommended when a tooth is badly damaged or infected and cannot be restored through other methods. During the procedure, the dentist will remove the damaged or infected pulp from the tooth's root canal, clean and shape the canal, and then fill and seal it with a particular material. This procedure helps to eliminate pain and sensitivity while saving the tooth from further damage or decay. It also restores the tooth's natural function, allowing you to chew and bite typically. If you are experiencing any dental pain or discomfort, it is essential to consult with your dentist to determine if a root canal is necessary to restore your dental health. In conclusion, a root canal is a standard dental procedure to help save a damaged or infected tooth. It involves removing the infected pulp and nerve of the tooth and filling it with dental material to prevent further damage. While the procedure may seem daunting, modern techniques and anesthesia make it a pain-free experience. If you are experiencing tooth pain or sensitivity, you must visit your dentist to determine if a root canal is necessary to restore oral health.
Thank you for being part of today's podcast with Maestro Cersei, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Due to popular demand, we are now sharing educational podcasts 3 times a week on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. In the meanwhile, if you'd like to access a variety of educational offerings, feel free to visit our website at www.sersea.com. Learning American English takes discipline, motivation, and hard work. Keep up the good work.